Yekumlan la black Gemara. We are up to the Gemara Amr Abayi Lab Chav Zayin Amr Aleph Masechta Shabbos. And we were, the last thing we were learning was we had an argument we were discussing regarding a tumah, an incomplete garment, if it's according to Abaya, only wool and linen. We learned from leprosy can become tummy if they are the size of three fists, and even further if they are the size of three fingers, which is suitable for poor people, is very significant enough that it's makabel tumah. And other materials, according to Abaya, whether it's Abshim or Laza, whether it's Abishmol, they all hold that it's not makabel tumah at all. Rava said that in fact that's an argument between Abshim Elazar and Abishmol. Abishmol holds that other materials, if it's incomplete, will not be makabel tumah at all, regardless of the size. And according to Abshim Elazar, you granted that if it's a size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, it will not be makabel tumah. But if it's 3 fists by 3 fists, it will be makabel tumah because it's chashev enough. Okay, so comes along Abaya and he says that Rabbi Shmuel that said before that is that other materials are not makabel tumah seems to be arguing with this with the following Rabbi Shmuel, which l'chayil is one of the same person. Amr Abaya said Abaya, hi tonad ve Rabbi Shmuel. If everyone could please mute themselves. Abaya says that this tana of Rabbi Shmuel mapik disagrees either tana of Rabbi Shmuel from another brayse where we have also Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the tana of Rabbi Shmuel learned beged. It says in the pasuk beged, ainli ella beged semer upisht. All we know is a beged made out of wool and linen. Menayin, how do you know the rabbi is to include Tzemer gemolim, wool from camels, which is not come under the banner of wool, Tzemer novim of rabbits, Noitza shalizim, the feathers of goats, which is not come under wool. So you have here, and then you have feathers, and it's called Noitza because they're plucked, v'hashirin, and then silk, v'hakelach, and then other kinds of kinds of silk, v'asrikin, and if it's, you know, it's not combed properly. How do you know all these materials also mekabel tumah? Talmud Lomer, it says in the pasuk, I'm talking about a sheretz here. It becomes tummy of a sheretz, and it says in the pasuk, oy beged. It says there, you know, or a beged. And or is coming to include any other material as well. Any other material as well. And this is who Rabbi Shmuel. We just said before Rabbi Shmuel holds that other materials are not mekabel tumah at all. And here we see clearly that it is mekabel tumah. According to the same Rabbi Shmuel, from the word oy beged. Says in Gemara, if you remember at the top of the page, Rabbi used the word oybeged to teach you within wool and linen that it reduces from 3 fists down to 3 fingers. But here Rabbi Shmuel is saying that we learned from oybeged to include other materials, which actually is what Rabbi said. Oybeged is used, according to Shimon Lazar, to include other materials for 3 fists. Here it's Rabbi Shmuel, the one who's saying it, and Rabbi Shmuel is the one who's saying that it applies to other materials, which is contrary to what we learned before. Says Rava Omar, ki lesle lahach tan Rabbi Shmuel b'sha'a begodim sholosh al sholosh. When we said previously, Rabbi Shmuel holds that other materials are not makabel tumah to my 3 fingers. Or b'shloisha al shloisha, which is 3 fists, isle he holds as well that it is makabel tumah. So oy beged is referring to the size of 3 fists, which is very problematic because Rava is the one who said before that it's Rabbi Shimon Lazar who holds that other materials are makabel tumah 3 fists, not Rabbi Shmuel. And here Rav is one who's saying Rabbi Shmuel holds that is makabel tumah 3 fists. Says the Gemara, "Rav, who Amar? Didn't Rav say yesterday shloisha al shloisha that three fists by 3 fists b'shar begadim when it comes to other materials? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar isle only Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that they're makabel tumah, but l'tanav Rabbi Shmuel lesle. But l'tanav Rabbi Shmuel holds that they're not makabel tumah. Exactly the opposite of what he just said here. Says the Gemara, you're right." It happens quite often in Shas that Rava would change his mind later, rethinking it, reevaluating it, and saying, you know, I made a mistake or I did the wrong thing, and he would say it. So he changed his mind. He now believes that Shimon Lazar and Rabbi Shmuel both are not arguing, like Abaye says, but you, Abaye, understood that they both hold it's never makabel tumah. I hold that they both hold that if it's the size of 3 fists, it is makabel tumah. He both say another answer, it's not Rava. Rapapa Amra. We have quite often Rapapa, who was one of the main pupils of Rava, said something, and by mistake we quoted the name of Rava when in fact, because we assumed that whatever Rapapa said came from Rava, so sometimes we just attribute to Rava. In fact, it was Rapapa himself who said it, not Rava. So Rava is not contradicting himself. So the Gemara, Rapapa Amra, Rapapa said, af kol, when Rabbi Shmuel said before, since it says begadim generally in the Torah without defining what the word, what kind of garment, what material it is, and then suddenly we have by tzaras, by leprosy, it says wool and linen, and so we said, but since over here beged means wool and linen, everywhere else where it says beged, it means wool and linen. That's what he said. So we assume that it means that regarding all the laws of tumah, it's limited only to wool and linen. Says a papa, that's not what he meant at all. Other materials are also mekabel tumah. So what do you mean when he said af kol, that also everywhere else it says beged, it means only wool and linen? Lasuya klayim, he's talking about when it comes to klayim, mixing materials, which materials is only limited to wool and linen? Says the Gemara, klayim, that's what I need to learn from beged from tzaras. Behed yiksivi beit, says clearly the pasuk. Lo yisil b'shatnez, don't wear shatnez. And what is it? Semer u'pishti v'yachtav. Don't wear shatnez, which is wool and linen. What do I need to learn from tzaras for? What's Rabbi Shmuel telling us? Says Gemara, no. There's two ways of being over, transgressing the Easter of klayim. One is by wearing it as clothing, and one is to carry it separately. So Asalka, I mean, I would have thought, Hani Milateira just says, don't wear it. Terech Levisha, you're not allowed to wear wool and linen. Aval Bahalov, but if you're carrying it on your shoulder, for example, Kol Tre Mini Osir, I would have thought any two materials is Osir. So Bishmol says, no, that what I've called to teach you, we learn from Tzaras, that it's limited only to wool and linen. Nothing to do with other laws of Tumah, because regarding other laws of Tumah, all materials are Makabal Tumah. Says Gemara, that doesn't make sense. The Lav Kabel Chaymer, who, isn't it a Kabel Chaymer? Uma Levisha. If wearing it, the Kamis Hane Kulagufa, your entire body enjoys the clothing and you enjoy every part of the clothing. Miklayim, and it's Klayim. Amr, you say it's only limited to Tzemer Pishtim, even though you're having so much benefit from these two materials. It's limited only to wool and linen, in Midiachin Eloy, any other materials you're not over. Halola Koshkin, so surely just carrying it, surely you're not over. So it doesn't make sense. That I need Rabbi Shmuel to tell me that wool and linen are the only two materials that you are over klayim, even if you're carrying it. Doesn't make sense. Says Gemara, Elda Rapapa Bedusi. Rapapa is a lie or Rapapa is a mistake. It's nonsense. Either Bedusa or Berusa. So we dismiss Rapapa. So we go back to the original question. So the first answer we have is that Rava changed his mind. Rabbi Shmuel now holds that all materials are Mekabel Tumah if it's the size of 3/5. However, Rav Nachman says, no. He comes along and says, again, that all Rabbi Shmuel holds, that when it comes to other laws of Tumah, besides leprosy, other materials incomplete are not Mekabel Tumah at all. They are all Mekabel Tumah, like the second Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the first Rabbi Shmuel saying, that all begodim are limited only to wool? And he wasn't referring to Tumah, nor was he referring to Klein, nor was he referring to Tzitzis. Amar Afkol La'asuye Tzitzis. Because there's a big argument where we alluded to before already. If the mitzvah of tzitzis ma'atayda is limited only to wool and linen or to any material, a cotton, if you're wearing a cotton beged, are you chayiv a tzitzis ma'atayda or not? So Rabbi Shmuel is coming to tell us that, and many are showing paskin this way, that that the only tzitzis that ma'atayda, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, is if you're wearing a woolen beged. But if you're wearing a cotton beged or polyester or anything else, you have no mitzvah of tzitzis from the Torah, only from the Rabbanon. And how does he know that? He learns from Taras. Taras says beged, and we say it's wool and linen. Over here also, it says beged, it means wool and linen. Says the Gemara, tzitzis behedik, see, in fact, it's practically written there clearly by tzitzis that it has to be only wool and linen. Where does it say that? Because the two psukim in juxtaposition. One pasuk says, lo yisil b'shatnez, you shouldn't wear shatnez, tzemer l'pishtim yachtav, we shouldn't wear shatnez, wool and linen together. Uksiv, and the very next pasuk is gedilim taslacha, you should wear tzitzis. And we learn out from the fact that next to each other that you're allowed to wear klayim by tzitzis, right? You can have a linen beged and woolen strings. Tcheles is wool. So we also learn from there that it's only that ma'atayda, the only begadim that require tzitzis, is our woolen begadim and linen begadim. That's it. So what do I need to be shmol to tell me afkol? Because there's an alternative way of learning psukim there. In fact, others who disagree who hold that other materials are chayim matera also in tzitzis, yimakayim mitzvah matera, and they learn it differently. This is how I learn. Because sometimes, I mean, without Rabbi Shmuel, I would have thought perhaps we should learn like Rava. What did Rava say? The Rava Rami. Rava asked a question. See, even the pasuk it says you should put on tzitzis on the corners of the begadim, and then two words later it says you should place a tzitzis al tzitzis hakonef on the corner, psil tcheles, the wool. Why does it have to mention the corner again? It's a hakonef, it's a hakonef, which sounds like min konef, that the material that you use for your strings should be the exact identical material as the beged itself. uksiv, but then the pasuk says the pasuk before, which the client, which is in close proximity to this pasuk. There it says tzemer u'pishtim yachdav. Excuse me. You can have wool and linen together, which sounds like you can have a woolen beged, you can have linen strings. Here we say that what? That you should only use strings that are similar to the beged. And the other pasuk says tzemer u'pishtim yachdav, that it sounds like that you can use wool and linen on any material. And it's not limited to only konof and min konof. Therefore, he says here, what was it? Okay, so how did you reconcile the two? As follows. Tzemer u'pishtin, if you have woolen strings and linen strings, then poitrin, it will fulfill your mitzvah, bein b'minon, bein shalei b'minon. Whether the beged is a similar min as the strings, whether it's a different min than the strings, your yaitzah, the mitzvah, tzitz. Abashar, meaning you could use not just wool, you could have a cotton, a towel's cotton, and beminan poitin, but the strings also have to be cotton, and shalei beminan poitin, but the strings are not cotton, you're not yetzer. That's so salkat, and therefore if you follow that, it comes out clearly, you could use any material you want for your beged. Salkat, that's what I thought, kerova. Kamashalon comes along, Bishmol says, no, we learn from Tsaras, afkol, that only a woolen beged or a linen beged is chayim, it sits, nothing else. And we learn a number of things from the juxtaposition of the psukim, which we can learn in Menachos and so on. Amar Vachabe Rav Ravashi, Rav Acha, the son of Rav, asked to Rav Ashi, the Tanya of the Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Tanya of the Rabbi Shmuel, the Maishna, this is according to Rav Nachman, who says that all other materials are a Kabbal Tumah, and it's coming only to limit tzitzis to woolen linen. So he asked the son of Rabbi Shmuel, Maishna, what's the difference between Tumah? Why is it when it comes to the laws of Tumah, the Mar Bishar begotim? He decided when it comes to Tumah, Rabbi Shmuel holds that any material is also, if it's incomplete, three fistfuls and so on, is Makabal Tumah, because it says the word Oy Beged. The Chesiv Oy Beged, the word Oy is coming to expand. Nu Hochanami name of, so why don't we say the same thing over here by tzitzis, that even though you want to limit it to woolen linen, but we have a word that tells us to broaden it. Let Rabbi Shabbagodin include other materials, in which pasuk where it says you should make these tzitzis on your corners, and then it says the beged asher techasba, the ksuscho asher techasba, that which you cover yourself with. It's sort of a bit more expansive to tell you that why, that any material you cover yourself with, l'chayda, that you were rechayiv, not just woolen linen. Says the Gemara, no, you're right, it is expansive, it does broaden the laws a bit, but not to include other materials, but rather lasuik susume, to include the dress of a blind person. The Tanya, we learned, with Isim, the Pasuk says, you should see Yitzitzis, prat leksus laila, that comes to exclude a dress of the night, which we had before. According to Rashi here, by the way, Rashi says, ksus laila is a ksus hameyuchid lelelis. It means like pajamas, night clothes, leila chayv. So Rashi holds clearly here, I told you last line, it's a machlekes Rambam the Rosh. Rashi holds clearly here that night clothes are exempt, doesn't matter when you wear it, pajamas even during the day, let's say. And day clothes, you're always exempt, you're always chayv, no matter when you wear it by night. And so let's say those who hold out a blanket, according to Rashi, not, because it's basically you sleep at night, even though you might sleep into the day, you're not chayv. But Rashi Menachas there learns the other way. Rashi there says, Prat Leksus Laila means night time. That regardless of what the clothes are, but if you're wearing it at night, you're exempt, and by day you are chayiv. So everyone wonders why Rashi contradicts himself. How do we understand Pshat? But anyway, regardless, it comes to exclude night clothes. Ato Oime, you're coming to tell me Prat Leksus Laila comes to exclude night clothes, or any other Prat Leksus Laila, maybe it comes to exclude a blind person. Cannot see his clothing. Since he cannot see, he's exempt. That's all it's coming to teach. But everyone else is chay by day or by night. Says the Gemara Kishu Aymer. It says Asher Techasabo. You have a Urisim Moses is coming to limit only those who can see. Asher Techasabo. Anything that you cover yourself with means even though you cannot see it. Hariksus. So what do we say? Hariksus. Ksus. Suma Amor. Since that's talking about a blind person. So we know that a blind, so it says that the chasba comes to include a blind person. So it says that the isa mois are coming to exclude, it must be coming to exclude nighttime. How many mekayim, but isa mois are products just like nighttime. It says you have mara isa, you have one thing that we can include and one thing we can exclude. So you decide to include nighttime and you decide to exclude nighttime from tzitzis, but include a blind person. Why? Umara is, why do you deem it so? Le rabbi summa to include a blind person, le haitzis laila to exclude night clothes. So the Gemara explains, Mar benik susum, that the clothes of a blind person, maybe you personally cannot see, but everybody else can. She yesh nebariya, eitz lachim, others can see it, therefore it makes sense that you should be chayim at tzitzis. But I will exclude the night clothes, nobody can see, because it's nighttime. So the Gemara asks, how do you know to include a blind person? Maybe it comes to tell you, any material you use, just like by Shrotzim, we included any material from Oy Beged. Why don't we say Ashet Chasaba is coming to include any material? Forget blind people. And blind people will be exempt. And the aim of the Rabbah, Shabbagodim, any other material. That what any other material is chayiv ma'atayr and tzitzis. Says the Gemara, Mistabra, it makes sense. Koi b'tzemer u'pishtim, it makes sense that if you are dealing with wool and linen, the pasuk is talking about wool and linen, and then it says the next pasuk says Asher techasaba is coming to tell you within the confines of wool and linen, I want to expand the laws in which what must be a blind person to be included. Marbe. Tzemer pishtim. Within the laws of tzemer pishtim. But you're telling me that koi b'tzemer pishtim marbe shabagodim. Does that make sense? But the Torah tells you wool and linen, and then it says I want to add something and to what? To cancel what I just said. That doesn't make sense. And because the Torah right here, by Oy Begin Shrotzim, the pasuk we're talking about linen is in Tzaras, somewhere else totally different. So we can say Oy Begin comes to include that in this case, we can have others. Here the Torah says Tzemer Lepishtim, the next pasuk says Asher Techasa. You're coming to tell me the thing Asher Techasa to cancel Tzemer Lepishtim. Then why did the Torah put the two together? On the contrary, limited to Tzemer Lepishtim, but Asher Techasa include blind people who cannot see. Taking about further, Rabbi said, this what they say, that anything which is mekabel tumah by leprosy, you shouldn't use for schach, even though it's not mekabel tumah by, let's say, by a sheretz. Certain materials are mekabel tumah by leprosy, they're not mekabel tumah by sheretz and by other things. Yet it's like we said, other other things. Nevertheless, since it's mekabel tumah when it comes to leprosy, you cannot use it for schach. So Rav Shimon Elazar and Sumchis Amru Dover Echad. They both are saying the same thing. Rav Shimon Elazar had Amru. Rav Shimon Elazar, what we just said, he said, the only exception is linen. He doesn't say clothes made out of linen. He said linen. Seems from here that linen, even though it's not a complete garment, incomplete. Let's say you didn't weave it together yet, like a bundle, or you didn't weave it yet together, even though you spun it. And yet he says, do not use it by schach. Now, why shouldn't you use a bundle of flax which is unspun, unwoven? Why shouldn't you use it for schach? Because even though it's not mekabel tum in other places, it is mekabel tum by leprosy. So therefore, we see Rav Shimon Elazar holds that the laws of leprosy of tumah is enough to passel that those materials from being used on schach. That's Rav Shimon Elazar. Sumchis is very similar. Tan bilan sumchis I'm a sicha betavi. If you were to use for schach spun wool, posel is posel. And why? Bipnei shematama benegoyim. Because by leprosy it's mekabel tumah. Maybe not sheretz or other tumas, but it's definitely mekabel tumah by leprosy, and that's sufficient to invalidate it from being used for schach. Because it says in pasuk oibesh si oibe edev, which is the threads, the whoop and the woof. So therefore, we see clearly that it's a mekabel tumah, even though it's not woven yet together. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Kaman ki atan like the following time. Let me learn. See, edev metam ben goyim yad. That or some people not even goyish this, but see an edev the warp and the woof are mekabel tumah by goyim straight away. So we see even just strings. And Abuja says hashsi the strings mishi yishola as soon as it's taken out of the pot. Well, Erev and the woof miyad straight away because it's been more chasher. But initial pishin and then the bundles of the flax mishislapnu when they become white. So we see that even though they're incomplete, these materials are not yet made formed into a garment. Yet they are mekabel tumah of tzaras, and they cannot be used for schach and a sukkah. So they're all saying the same thing. Next mishnah. Now we're going back to talk about different things which are used for wicks. Kol hayotzim min ha'etz, anything that comes out of wood ein madlikin boy. Anything which comes from wood, it should not be used for the wick because they don't burn well. Rashi says a fascinating thing here. He says you should not use cotton. Rashi says mitzemer wool. He says mitzemer geffen, which is cotton. You should not use. And Tosfos says northern shayim asks, what are you talking about? It's the best thing to use, and we always use cotton. So they say it means other things. Ella pishtin. You should use linen. Pishtun is the only thing that comes out of wood that you're allowed to use. Now, why in the world is Pishtun considered wood? It's a plant, it's not really a tree. We'll see later. The Chol HaYoytze Min HaEitz, talking about things that emerge from a tree. So I'll tell you another din, which is totally unrelated. But anything that comes from a tree. Einam Metame Tumas Oilim Ela Pishtun. We have the law of an oil, which we learned before already, that anything that share a house, a cover, a roof, if there's a mace in one end of the room and there's kalim, utensils on the other end, the tumah gets transferred via that roof. However, the roof itself could be remains tahir. So he's saying over here that if the roof itself, sometimes it's mekabel tumah and sometimes it's not. If it's made out of wood, it's not the roof itself is not mekabel tumah unless it's made out of pishtun. Because that's the only exception that made out of wood is mekabel tumah. Big machlek is a shayna. What it means over here, according to Tesis, is talking about that it's permanent part of the ground. Because if it's portable, then no matter what material is mekabel tumah, others disagree and they hold that even portable, only if it's made out of wood, it itself is not mekabel tumah. We know that the paraduma, when you sprinkle it, it says also sprinkle it on the oil, so the oil itself becomes tameh. So the Mishnah is telling you, but not if it's made out of wood. Says the Gemara, Menola, the Pishni Grace, you tell me the Pishni is referred to as Eitz. How do you know that? When they went to Rachav, and Kalev and Pinchas went to Rachav, she hid them on the roof when the police were looking for them. The two spies, so she, what did she do? She brought them up, Hagaga, into the roof. She hid them, the flax of wood. So we see the Tanakh refers it to the Pishni as wood. Anything comes out of wood, how do you know that? It says in the pasuk. Sorry, how do you know that only oil, the roof, is considered a roof if it's made out of pishtun? How do you know that a pishtun is a valid roof and wood isn't? We learn out oil. Over here it says oil, and we find another expression of oil in the Mishkan. So we look at the materials of the Mishkan. Ksiv Hacha, here it says, Zois HaToyda Odom Ki Yomuz Be'oil, that's the laws of Paraduma. Uksiv Hasam, and there it says, regarding the Mishkan, Vayif Rosh is the oil, you should cover the oil on the Mishkan, you should cover the oil on the Mishkan, and it should be covered on it. And Malahalan, what was the cover that they used? Shel Pishtun. In the Mishkan, they didn't use any wood material for the roof. The only thing they used, the closest thing, was Pishtun, which we just said is referred to wood as well. Koru oil afkan. So too, when it comes to zeis chukas, zeis atayda, adam ki yomuz ba'oil, over there also material of the oil itself is afkan shel pishtun koru oil. Pishtun is referred to as an oil. Says the Gemara, if you're going to learn from the Mishkan and you're going to tell me that linen is considered oil, it should be just like it is done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, imal lahal and shazurin, they were spun together. V'chutun kafel vav, and each string was spun with six strings, a total of six strings, and it was pretty thick. So afkan, we should say also regarding the laws of tumah, when is flax considered a cover that it itself becomes tumah only if shazurin it's spun and v'chutun kafel vav and it has six strings spun together. Tamalema, therefore, we're in the pasuk. It says a few times, oil, riba. It says in the pasuk there a couple of times, oil, to tell you what, to be marba, that let's expand oil a bit more than broaden it, the definition of oil more than what it was in the Mishkan, that even if it's what, if it's not spun six. It says the Gemara, e oil, riba, if you're telling me that oil is coming to expand. And to tell me that even though the Mishkan was only when it was spun together with six strings, over here it doesn't have to be. So why don't we go beyond the linen? Afilu kol milinami. Let's say any material, any wood, if it's any roof, any cover, according to Tzimt Chuber, otherwise even portable, should be mekabel tumah itself. In Cain, you can't say that. Gzeirah Shavah, Maya Hanilah, you invalidated, you canceled the entire Gzeirah Shavah. What was the point of having Gzeirah Shavah, oil, to learn from the Mishkan, if you then tell me that you don't need to learn from the Mishkan? Because any material, if it's a cover and there's a mace inside, not only does it transfer the tumah, it itself becomes tameh. So obviously, Gzeirah Shavah is telling you it has to be similar to the Mishkan, only when it comes to flax. And then we have the oil to tell you that doesn't have to be exactly like the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, if you're learning from the Mishkan, why don't you say, Malahalam Krashim, in the Mishkan they had wooden beams, Afkan crush him over here also. Wooden beams should also be kabotumah. Says the Gemara that so wood should become an oil because in the Mishkan they had wood. Amakra, it says in the Pasuk regarding the crushim, regarding these beams, it says in the Pasuk, Vasisa crushim, you should make crushim la Mishkan. Make crushim for the Mishkan, which clearly says it itself is not the Mishkan, it is there for the Mishkan. So Mishkan, Kara Mishkan. the covers on the Mishkan are called Mishkan, and the Mishkan is called an oil, we said before. And the Ein Krashim Kri Mishkan, but Krashim are not referred to as Mishkan, so therefore it's not part of the Gezeirah Shavah. Elamayata, if that's your whole limud, because it says to the Mishkan, so let's go back to the cover. In Elamayata, in the Pasuk, it says you should make a cover to the oil. Vasisa mikse li oil. Sounds like the cover that they had, the flax, wasn't the oil itself, it was a cover to the oil. And following your reasoning by Krashim, say that flax also is not part of the oil, and therefore flax also should not be makabel tumah. Says the Hochanami, mikse li ikra oil, following your logic, then the covers are not the oil. Says the Gemara, and the problem is, Elohod, the boy Rabbi Lozar, asked the question, Or behema tumeyum, the skin of a tamadika behemum. So Gemara is going to say that different levels of covers on the Mishkan. Rabbi Lozar asked, the skin, the hide of a not kosher animal, mawu shigitme ba'oil ames, does it itself, forget about wood, now we're talking about the hide, is a roof, is it mekabel tum itself? Now, hash to oy behema tumeyum le metame, oy behema tumeyum metame. So, since you're telling me, you know, we had in the Mishkan Eilim Adamim, and you had other things that are not oil, so how can you, why would you think of a kosher animal? Why would you think of a non-kosher animal? It says, Gemara, shiny hasam, there is different. Hodar ahadrek ka. Try. When it comes to crushing, the Torah always refers to it as to the Mishkan. So it's not the oil itself. But when it comes to the roof, even though one pasuk says mixel oil, there's another pasuk where it says the nosu is hidis in Mishkan. You should carry all of those curtains in the Mishkan. The es oil moyed and the oil moyed mixeyu its cover. And mikseh hatachas asher alav, and the cover of the tachas is beneath it. So we say that was on it. So we see clearly from here that now we're talking about the covers as part of the oil. Makish elyon letachlas. We're comparing the upper covers to the lower covers. Ma tachton, just like the different the ureas of goats, is koru oil. It's called oil. Is af elyon koru oil, just like we have the curtains that were connected all around, is called oil. So too, on top of them is called oil. So we know that the covers on top are called oil, and the only thing they had from a tree there was flax. So we know that the only thing that's called oil is flax. Any other wood is not called oil. So by Parsha Paraduma, when it says oil, it means flax. But when it comes to wood, krushim, that's not called Mishkan. That's called, it's there to support the Mishkan. Therefore, it itself is not the Mishkan, and we cannot learn from there. So that is, now that we mentioned already the Tachash, we'll learn a little bit about the Tachash, a bit more laws of Tumah before we get back, another blot or so, before we get back to actually some nice Agadata, and then we get back to the laws of Shabbos. Okay, that more or less ends today's Gemara. You should all be healthy and safe, and have a wonderful day. Yeah.